Joy. All right. I just got shot this story today. Homeless to get helping hand at the convention center. Here's what's going on today. A couple of young marketing executives. The city's homeless will be able to meet many of their needs today. Hall J of the convention center. Going on starting at 8 o'clock, going until 2. Volunteers, nonprofits, government agencies will focus on the thousands of homeless in New Orleans who are often pushed to the margins of society, providing medical screenings, legal services, haircuts, foods, toiletries, social service referrals, and even pet care. Okay, how does somebody who's homeless have a pet? Okay, I don't know. Maybe it's a stray, whatever. I know this is going to sound mean and probably horrible to everybody listening, but here's the question that I would like to ask the folks that are putting this on. How does this help them? If you meet their needs, how does this help them change their life? There has to be a spiritual component, correct? Right? It's a belief system. I've read studies and surveys that a lot of folks, it's horrible, but they choose to be homeless because they've given up. They've given up on everything, including themselves. And that, to me, the only way you can come back with something like that, there's got to be some kind of spiritual component thrown in. And I'm wondering if that's going to be going on today. You know how many people they expect? 1,000 to 2,000 homeless folks. And financially struggling people on Wednesday. That's a lot of people. You know, every day we pass by underneath the bridge right behind us, waiting for the mission to open. And it just absolutely rips your heart out. And you want to help people, but there's a fine line between helping and enabling and continuing the problem. It just continues. It's a vicious cycle and vicious circle. You can't ignore it, but is this the answer? All right. Sean Walker is one of the execs, along with Reed Stone, from the marketing agency Hero. And Sean is on the phone. Hello, Sean.
Hi, Denny.
How are you today?
A little tired, but overall, pretty good.
Are you ready for the big event today?
Oh, yeah. There's been about a year in planning, so finally the big day.
How do you get the word out to the homeless folks so they know that this is going on? I'm just curious.
Actually, it was a few different ways. We have over 50 providers here, which spans across the entire city, and they've been telling all the homeless that have been going that use their services about it, and also we went out this past weekend and actually went into places like under the bridge and where the homeless usually frequent and passed out flyers, spoke with them, and the homeless are a very communal group. Word spreads pretty easily whenever something happens. And so those were the main ways that we got out to them.
Sean, what do you hope to accomplish today with this?
Well, our goal is to have the homeless and low-income and pretty much anybody that's struggling to come in here and leave at the end of the day with a new sense of hope and their heads held a little higher. Basically, we're going to have all kinds of resources to help them jumpstart their life. So if you've been struggling and you just need that that hand up, not a handout. That's one of the most important things is a hand up. And so we're hoping to be able to provide those resources that they need to finally take control of their lives and get things in order.
And these agencies that you mentioned are going to be doing this. Would you agree or disagree that there is a spiritual component that needs to be part of the process? Yes or no?
Yes, we do have a spiritual support area where we will have ministers and pastors praying with the attendees if they choose to do so. Since the New Orleans Mission is the one that's putting this whole thing on, they are a very religious group, and they feel it's very important to have a spiritual component to everything they do, and so we incorporate that into this event, but it's not overwhelming or anything like that, because there's tons of different providers here from all walks of religion, all kinds of different missions, and everybody came together today to do one common mission, and that's to help our struggling neighbors in the community.
By helping, though, is there a fine line between helping and enabling? Because if you meet their needs, if you're going to do it with events like this, and the New Orleans mission meets their needs every day, what is their incentive to take back their lives and take care of themselves?
Well, there's many out there that want to get out of the situation that they're in. There's always going to be other people that just choose to live the life that they live and don't really want the help. They just choose to live that way. And so you can't really do a whole lot about those people. But majority of the people that I've spoken with, our phones were ringing off the hook yesterday of people looking to attend the event and get the services. And when I told them how many service providers we had on hand and how many volunteers had been showing support and everything, they were just overwhelmed, and they couldn't believe how big the event is going to be. And I think a lot of people are unaware of the magnitude of this event. It's going to be an incredible thing that will do a lot of good in just one day.
What do you do if somebody shows up and they are obviously high or under the influence of alcohol? What's the plan there, Sean?
Well, every attendee that comes in has to fill out an intake form, which basically is all their information, what kind of services they're looking for, and different information like that. And so if they are that way, we have different service providers who deal with that kind of addiction problem on a day-to-day basis. And so that would be immediately the first place they go. And they can help direct them what they need to do. But we're not going to turn anyone away, because that's half the problem. A lot of people who are struggling get their back have their backs turned on them from other people, because nobody wants to help them, and they have a problem with not getting the help they need because nobody wants to help them because they're addicted to a drug or alcohol. And that's the goal here, is to make sure that they know they can get the help here that they need.
All right, Sean, before I let you go, Sean Walker, he's part of the marketing agency Hero. This event's going on today, 8 to 2, Hall J Convention Center. Sounds like it's going to be a really big deal. Sean, I'm going to say something. I'm probably going to sound like a jerk saying it, but I'm going to say it. Will there be any outreach today, talking to the folks, about personal responsibility?
Yeah, there's different media that'll be here today, and we're making sure that, as I said before, that this is a hand up, not a handout. And in order to get your life in order and take control, you need to be willing to want to do that in the first place. And so we have tons of professionals here who deal with this kind of situation on a day-to-day basis, and we'll be able to best help these people in one place. That's one of the problems that a lot of homeless people and struggling individuals have, is they need these services, but they have to go all over the city looking for them, and half the time they don't even know where to go. And so this places all those providers in one convenient location, so they don't have to go anywhere else. They can get everything they need here.
Sean, is it possible to end homelessness not only in New Orleans but everywhere?
I don't think it's ever possible to completely eliminate it. You can reduce it, which is our goal here in New Orleans. New Orleans has one of the highest homeless rates in the nation, and a census study that came out recently said 1 in 6 Americans are now living in poverty, and we felt that was completely unacceptable. And so this event is helping New Orleans become one of the first proactive cities in the nation since that study came out to address the problem. New Orleans knows it has a homeless issue, and our goal is to reduce that significantly today. And we want to also emphasize that the homeless aren't just the people that you see under bridges or in parks. They could be your neighbor. They could be your friend. There's hidden people everywhere that may need help. They may not have the courage to ask for it. They may be too proud. But there's a lot of people, especially with this economy. There's people that are struggling left and right, and until the economy improves, that's probably only going to get worse. And so hopefully we can help alleviate some of those problems for a lot of people today.
Sean, you're a good man. I appreciate what you're doing. God bless you and have a great event today.
Well, thank you, Denny.
Take care. Sean Walker.